Welcome to an all-new episode of SJHL Insider. Thanks so much for joining us, and it is the last episode of SJHL Insider for the 2022-2023 SJHL season. And we get to preview the 2023 Centennial Cup and, of course, the Balfour's North Stars representing the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League at the Centennial Cup. That is the major talking point about this episode of SJHL Insider. But of course, thanks so much for tuning in. Whether you're watching on YouTube, and if you are watching on YouTube and you're not subscribed, be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're getting close to 1,000 subscribers. And big shout out if you're listening on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify as well. But there's the social medias. If you are watching the video version, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, subscribe to the YouTube channel, of course, with the Centennial Cup next week. In Portage, Manitoba, there will be a lot of content coming out of there regarding the Balfour's North Stars as they look to try and bring the Centennial Cup back to Saskatchewan. And before we get into it, big shout out to all of our sponsors, of course, in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League who have been supporting us all season long. Canterra Seeds, SaskTel, Capital Auto Mall, Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, Chevrolet, Tourism Saskatchewan, Direct West, SGI, SGEU, Great Western, Young's Equipment, RBC. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. Let's bring in our co-host, Clark Monroe. Clark, we're back in the studio.
Yeah.
After giving away side-by-side, big shout-out to Casey Coyle, the LaRange Ice Wolves, who won the Polaris side-by-side.
Yes.
That was very exciting. But season finale. You sad? You happy? How you feeling?
Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
Wow.
Right?
That's it.
That's all. No, okay. I mean, like I said, we talked about it the last time we were in studio, but
That's it.
No, but short it was like, it's such a fun season to just kind of get back into the groove of all of this. Sure. And now that we're at this kind of pinnacle of what the season has all been going towards, it just kind of feels crazy that we're here, you know?
Sure.
Feels like we just started. We were just talking about the start of the season not that long ago, and all of a sudden, here we are heading to Portage. You're heading to Portage right away, a couple of days away, and, you know, we're excited to get these games that are going to be such important and impactful and intense and exciting games are just around the corner.
It's going to be a great tournament. It's going to be a great tournament. 9 of the 10 teams have been determined. But we will get into that in a bit.
Yeah.
We do have some SJHL stuff, though, to take care of before we get into it. But for one last time, Clark,
yep.
Will you do the honors?
Yes, we're bringing it back. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the hat trick. So number one, there has been a flurry of commitments across the SJHL in the last little while. So let's start there. Jeremy, can you kind of recap what has been happening with a lot of our great players from this league?
Well, since last SJHL Weekly, the last episode of SJHL Weekly, which was last week. So that's what, 10 days, 11 days?
Yep, around there. Yeah.
We've had a lot. My account, we have had 8 commitments.
8 new ones.
So yeah. Do you want me to, I'll just rattle them off and you tell me which ones stick out to you.
Sure thing.
Jacob Boucher, the Humboldt Broncos, committed to Windsor U Sports. Jackson Martins of the Melville Millionaires committed to Mount Royal University, which is also U Sports. Just recently became U Sport a couple years ago.
Really good program.
Sam Marburg of the Humboldt Broncos committed to Queen's University.
The Gales.
Wow, look at you go.
I saw the Gales tweeted it this morning, so I saw it.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay, I was like, wow, okay. Emmett Wurst of the Balfour's North Stars committed to St. Scholastica. Carson Kruska of the Yorkton Terriers. I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this one right. Salve Regina? Salve Regina?
I don't think it's here in city of Regina.
No, I Googled it. It is in... It is in America.
Okay. Stealing our name?
Something like that. Dawson LaRue of the Melfort Mustangs committed to Red Deer Polytechnic, which, of course, is ACAC and a lot of...
SJ Hub over there.
Just,
a lot of them.
Just rename the team the SJ College.
SJ alum.
SJ Polytechnic.
Yeah, honestly.
Connor Abrick committed to St. Mary's University. And I think the big one we were all waiting for a long time... Stephen Kesslering of the Balfour's North Stars committing to play at Niagara University NCAA Division I. But congratulations to all eight players for their commitments over the course of, it was 10 days. Mm-hmm. It came fast and furious. It seemed like it was almost one a day, pretty much. Well, on average, it's one a day, but there was a couple each day, and very exciting stuff. I mean, it is commitment season.
Yeah, absolutely. And the one that, you know, if we're looking at the ones that stand out, of course, you named it right at the end there, Stephen Kesslering. What a great season from him. He's been such a good player for so many years in this league. And he's such a good ambassador for the league, for what it is. And for him to get that Div 1 scholarship to a, you know, Niagara's been around for, they're a good school. They've been around for a long time in Div 1. They, you know, the Purple Eagles, one of the coolest names.
Yeah, that's a pretty sick name.
One of the coolest names. I think back, like, now here's just a little personal background, but my brother Scott was a Notre Dame goaltender, and
shout out Scott.
Scott Monroe. He was definitely watching. He was a hound back in the day. He got a scholarship.
Noogsy. Somewhere Noogsy's ears are wiggling.
Well, Noogsy just interviewed Curtis McElhaney for the Hounds.
Why did he interview
social
your brother?
Media. Well, I'm just gonna say they were a tandem together for 1 year at the university. Nope.
And Noogsy didn't interview your brother?
Well, maybe he will in the future. I don't know. Noogsy, I got his number for you if you need it. So just let me know. I'm sure he would be willing to chat, but they were a tandem 1 year. And anyways, my brother ended up going to the University of Alabama, Huntsville, the Chargers, and they played against the University of Niagara Purple Eagles back in the day in the early 2000s. So just, you know, it's a good program that's been around for a long time, well-established, really cool area too, like right around, you know, the Niagara region, right in the Buffalo area, really cool area. And I think it's a great fit for him. He's going to be a great player for them. They're going to fall in love with him really quick, because how good was he in the playoff? You saw him firsthand more than I did, but how good was Stephen Kesslering in the playoffs? I mean, playoff MVP.
There you go.
And scored a bunch of...
I mean, he's the SHL playoff MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's pretty good.
He had a pretty good playoff.
He's pretty good.
Scored some big goals.
He was dominant.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's a reason why he was playoff MVP.
Yeah, and that's not to downplay any of the other kids, of course. Jacob Boucher, like you said, Jackson Martins, etc. Go down the line. You mentioned all of them, but they, you know, Kesslering, such a great finish the season, cap off his career, and I hope he has another great couple weeks ahead for him as well.
Boy, he scored over a goal a game in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And he, like I said, he was dominant.
Yeah.
And the other thing, just to quickly to kind of put a bow on this part of the hat trick, seeing more and more youth sports commitments, which is great,
mm-hmm.
because I think, you know, one thing I would say, not just in Saskatchewan, but I would say across our country, unfortunately, we do not promote U sports hockey enough, and how good it is.
So good.
It's really good. It's really high level hockey. And you know, to see a bunch of, you know, players in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League go to U sports and play there, you know, they're gonna be playing some high level of hockey. Obviously, players from Junior A, the Western League, you name it. Wherever you go, OHL, yada yada yada. But it's a high level of hockey, and you know, it's a big accomplishment for these players to be able to commit to.
We've seen a lot of U Sports players now getting more pro opportunities afterwards as well.
Correct.
In the last, I'm not gonna say like the last couple of years, but the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, I've seen a lot of guys that you and I worked with when they were in the SJ, when we were in the SJ together. Tristan Fry comes to mind. You know, he took that route, and he is now playing over in Europe. And there's a lot of opportunities that are coming out of U Sports now, and it's such a great, like you said, A, great hockey, but B, it's developing into a really good, you know, progressing opportunity place as well. So that's great. Speaking of progressing, we're going to progress to point number two in the hat trick.
Wow, and what a great segue.
It took me a second. That's why I paused, but it worked out. News and notes. We're going to go simply news and notes. There are a bunch of things going on around the league, province, communities. Jeremy, what's happening?
I'm just
going
to rattle them off.
Yep.
Okay. And if there's anything you want to touch on, and I'm going to look at the camera and I'm going to say this. And if you're listening to the audio version, I'm looking at the camera and staring at it. I want to say, I'm going to list off a bunch of things going on for news and notes. I apologize if I have missed something in advance.
He's being so sincere, you guys. If you're listening to the podcast, it's, you can see it,
like,
in his eyes.
If I forget, I am genuinely very sorry. But I went across and I thought I got everything for news and notes. But if I forget, my apologies. At the end of the day, check out all the great SJHL teams' websites for the latest news and notes of what's going on with their teams. And, of course, SJHL.ca.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what's happened in the last 10, 11 days, things that I wanted to mention. First off, congratulations to assistant coach of the LaRonge Ice Wolves, Kyle Schneider. 3-year contract extension up
great
in LaRonge. Kyle did a great job this year. Remember how good he was at the beginning of the year filling in for Kevin Kaminsky?
Might have been one of the X factors of their season.
Yeah.
One of.
Sure. Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, that's
a good start they got off.
Great. Fair point. So congratulations to Kyle on his contract extension. Sticking with the Ice Wolves, they also have a, similar to what the SJHL did with a summer raffle, They're giving away a Sea-Doo.
No way.
How cool is that?
I want a Sea-Doo.
Well, you better get your tickets.
I need that Sea-Doo lifestyle, you know?
You know what? It is a lifestyle.
It is.
It is a lot. You're right.
As of right now, what would I don't have access to a lake on a regular basis. Sure. So,
but up in La Ronge,
lots of people do.
Exactly. So get your tickets. I'm going to icewolves.ca, I'm sure, is where you get your tickets. But
check it out.
Go to icewolves.ca and you can find more information on it. Going back, hey, you know what? It is fundraiser season. I know when we were down in Estevan, one of the biggest fundraisers each and every year?
Oh, the sports dinner.
The sportsman's dinner. And guess what? It's coming up just around the corner, May 25th.
Good one, too.
It is a good one.
I'm going to have to see if I can sneak in.
Doug Gilmore? Paul Coffey.
Jeez.
Good guess. Great job.
Jeez.
Great job, Bruins.
Yeah.
Those were some good guests.
Thumbs up. If again, looking at the camera, if you're listening, thumbs up.
Yeah.
That I'm giving one.
You looked at the wrong camera.
I know. I was back and forth. Sorry.
That's okay. Great guess. Yeah. Also fundraiser. Kinders and Clippers are having a Farmers Appreciation Night on June 17th.
Mm.
Be sure to get, if you get your tickets, go information, go to the Kinders and Clippers website. That would be great for them. Also, I mentioned already in the earlier, I wanted to congratulate Casey Coyle again.
Yeah.
For winning the Polaris side-by-side.
Definitely.
No word on if Jacob Faith is going to personally deliver it up to La Ronge.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe he is. I don't know.
If he does, the way I'm picturing it.
Sure.
Can we get like a documentary team to film him just driving down a highway?
Absolutely not.
No? Okay.
I don't think. I don't know if anybody would want to.
Director of marketing Jacob Faith, hair blowing in the wind, sunglasses on, just flying, you know? It'd be a fun time.
Yeah. Well, let's see what we can do.
Okay.
Also, the CJHL announced their finalists for their year-end awards. And honestly, in every single award except for one, the SJHL has a top five finalist. So Riley Ash was a finalist for CJHL Rookie of the Year. Josh Cote of the Balfour's North Stars, finalist for Goaltender of the Year. Kian Bell of the Balfour's North Stars, finalist for Top Player of the Year award. Also, I think he's going to be announced for another award here. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh, fun.
But it hasn't been announced yet, so take that for what it's worth.
Yep.
And, of course, Brian Klimosko for being named a finalist for the Coach of the Year, CJHL Coach of the Year.
Standing ovation.
Big congratulations to all those players for being finalists, top five finalists in the CJHL Players of the Year Awards. And the final thing that I had for news and notes is, if you haven't seen it, our video recap, our chat, it wasn't a video. It's a video of a chat.
It is a video, yeah.
It's a video of a chat.
Last one of the year, Jerry. We're doing okay.
Yeah, we're doing great. with myself and SJHL Commissioner Kyle McIntyre, which we filmed last week. I mean, what? 55 minutes of conversation, pretty much?
Yeah.
Hit on a lot of topics, especially topics that are very prominent right now in the junior hockey world. And I'm just going to leave it at that. So go to the YouTube channel, watch it, because there's a lot of good stuff in there. And while you're there, subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Can I add one news and notes?
You darn right you can.
You mentioned,
because I probably missed something.
Well, this is just one that I've seen, and Kindersley's been doing a really good job of keeping this on going, because I think it started back in April. But their jersey auction, their 30th year anniversary.
A bunch of teams with jersey auction.
Auction. So there is, like you said, there is a bunch of teams. I think there's
Humboldt's
more than one.
Humboldt's got one.
Yeah. Kindersley comes to mind just because I keep seeing theirs, and their jerseys are just, I want it. I almost want to get one.
Well, it's because it's their 30th anniversary.
No, sharp, sharp, sharp. But it goes until June 17th, so there's still lots of time, but get in there.
It finishes on Farmers Appreciation.
Did I see Weyburn was maybe doing a jersey auction too? There's a few teams, like you said, so just check the websites.
Yes, yeah. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
We can say as much as we can. We're probably missing some. And then again, if we're missing some, I do apologize. But the best way to stay up to date with your local team is check out their websites, their respective websites. And, of course, go to SJHL.ca.
There you go.
So those are news and notes.
There you go. So which leads us into our third topic, which, like,
the big
you,
one.
You teased it earlier, but it is the big one. So the Centennial Cup is just around the corner, and Jeremy is about to head out on a valiant quest to provide tons of content from that Portage area for over those, what is it, 11 days? What is it that you're going to be there? Because you're getting there beforehand,
Wednesday,
too. So
yeah, 11 days.
11 days or so.
Mentally preparing myself right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So this is actually a good exercise for you then.
Is it?
Well, just going over all the notes that you've been taking.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So we're going to go through essentially...
every team.
All the teams.
Every team.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw it to Jer because he's the expert on all this.
Well, I'm the only one. I'm the one with the notes. That's
you
why.
Have the notes.
I'm the one with the notes. That's why.
Like Arby's, who has the meats, you have the notes. Not a sponsor. But let's go through it. Sorry.
That was bad. I'm sorry.
Last one of the year. Let's get through it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Where are we starting, Clark?
We are starting with the AJHL. And we're you know, you think we're going west to east on this one. We're not exactly, but we're going to start with the Brooks Bandits, Jeremy. What can you tell me about the AJHL champions?
Well, did you know the defending Centennial Cup champions?
They're a good team.
And guess what? They were a good team again this year.
They were.
And that's why they won the AJHL. Yeah, they're the defending Centennial Cup champions. Obviously, they won the Centennial Cup last year down in Estevan. You know, winning over Pickering 4-1.
Yeah.
It was funny. I remember watching that game on TV, and they were losing. They were losing that game 1-0 for a long period of time, and then they finally broke through in the third period. But yeah, they have a chance. I think it's pretty cool that when you have a chance to actually, especially at the junior A level, and to an extent the, you know, major junior as well, but like the fact that you can win a national championship and then the next year you actually have a chance to potentially defend it.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen often.
No.
It's pretty cool to see that, you know, Brooks came out through the AJHL. They got by in the first round. Okotoks pushed him in the second round of the playoffs to six games, but Brooks obviously won the series. Mm-hmm. They swept Blackfalds in the conference in the South final. And then they faced off against their old rivals, Spruce Grove Saints, in the final. They won 4-1, but... You see 4-1, you see a five-game series, oh, it was pretty one-sided. It wasn't. The last three games were all one-goal games.
Yeah.
The last three games, they were tight. The last two games were overtime. And if you want to see a weird bounce to end a game.
Oh, my God, I was
game
just going to say.
Game four, Brooks-Spruce Grove. You thought the game seven Estevan Flin Flon bounce was bad. This one's up there.
Yeah, for SJHL fans who got to see that one, yeah. the bounce in Flin Flon, yeah. It's...
Anyways, yeah. I digress. They can score a lot of goals.
Mm-hmm.
They got a great goaltender. Three straight AJHL champions, or AJHL championships. Just like Kian Bell, the Balfour's North Stars. Aiden Fink of the Brooks Bandits is up for top forward in the CJHL.
Yep.
And I do believe he's going to be a finalist for MVP too. Again, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. He had 41 goals, 56 assists this year. You know, and I think the big thing that always comes up with the Brooks Bandits, they have a lot of Division I commitments.
Yes.
I looked at their lineup from game five of the final. They had 13 Division I commitments in the lineup and four were not dressed.
Four were not dressed. There you go.
They had four. Well, I should say they, and then they had four more Division I commitments that weren't dressed.
Yeah.
There are.
Oh, I see.
Now there are SJHL ties to the Brooks Bandits, mm-hmm. of course, and I think you know this. Former Estevan Bruin Caitlin Fitzpatrick is on the team,
right?
And then, of course, Vernugzi, former Notre Dame Hound Elliot Dutille is on the team as well.
Yes.
So there is some SJHL flavor. Former SJHL.
Both guys
flavor
had pretty solid seasons too for Brooks as well. So
to the Brooks Bandits, but I mean. I think whenever you're the defending champ, I think you're always the team to beat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's no different in the Centennial Cup. I mean, if you're the defending champion, I always look at it, Stanley Cup, whatever league you're in. If you're the defending champ, you make the playoffs, you make a tournament. Guess what? You're the team to beat.
Yeah, targets on your back.
Targets
absolutely.
On your back. So,
absolutely.
There you go. There's the Brooks Bandits.
And with Brooks, you know, history of
sure
being there too. They've been there a few times before, like you mentioned as well. So,
but there's a lot of good teams at
definitely.
This tournament.
And let's move on to those teams.
I just want to point out before
yes.
we jump.
Yep.
There's going to be a theme. You're going to notice the theme of this. So Brooks is, I just want to mention their record in the regular season, 53-5-1-1.
Mm.
And they were first in their league. Just make a note of that.
Okay.
Okay. Move
good
on.
To know.
Move on.
Let's go to the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League, the NOJ, as they call it.
Is that what they call it?
I'm calling it that.
That's what you call it. Okay.
I'm going to do
it. All right.
And Timmins.
The Timmins Rock.
The Rock.
And fun fact about the Timmins Rock, when I was doing prep, this is their first league championship. And this will be their first time at the national championship.
Golf clap to them.
Congratulations to the Timmins Rock. They had a 45-8-3-2 record in the regular season.
Jeez.
And guess what?
Did they finish first?
That was first in their league.
I better hope so. That's a good record.
It is a good record.
Dang.
Five-game series win over French River in the first round. They swept Powassan in the second round, and then they won the NOJHL final in six games over the Sioux Thunderbirds, who were also at the Centennial Cup last year.
There you go.
Evan Estevan.
Yep.
So
they took down the former champs.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, and a team that can also score goals. But the big thing I noticed when I was doing my prep and my research, team that does not allow many goals.
Ooh.
They allowed 111 goals in 58 games played this year.
Stingy, you might say.
I didn't do the math, but that's less than two goals. Obviously, it's less than two goals a game, but it's about like 1.92.
Nine something,
1.92 goals a game. So a club that's done a very good job of keeping the puck out of the back of the net. So that is the NOJHL champion, Timmins Rock.
I wonder if they like have a play on the Cleveland Rock song as their goal song. Cleveland Rocks, you know?
That's a great question.
Timmins Rock. I don't know. Who knows? I'll suggest it.
Or maybe they just pull a Dwayne the Rock Johnson and steal all his catchphrases.
Oh, wow.
It's just a thought.
What's their logo?
Anyway.
Moving on.
Maybe it's The Rock.
Maybe it's The Rock.
No, it's not.
I wonder if they have to put a copyright thing when they write about them in the articles in the town.
Probably not.
There is one league that is currently undecided.
Yes, yes. Yeah. We thought they would all be decided before we recorded this show.
Yeah. So the CCHL currently has not crowned a champion yet.
It's going to a game seven.
Game seven.
Going to a game seven. And it's between the Ottawa Junior Senators, who, again, another team who was also at the national championship last year in Estevan. They're going up against the Smith Falls Bears.
The Bears.
Interesting note, though, both teams won their first round and second round series in five games.
Okay.
And now they're going to game seven Friday night. Friday night, with the winner obviously going to the national championship. And Smith Falls forced a game seven with a overtime victory in game six at home. So very exciting stuff. Ottawa, 42-8-3-2 during the regular season. Can you guess?
First?
Yep. Smith Falls, 37-15-1-2. They were first in their conference because they have two conferences.
Sure.
Ottawa was the top in the league and their conference. Smith Falls, opposite conference, top.
There you go.
So there you go.
Top.
So
top.
We don't know. We don't know who's, as we record this, which team from the CCHL is going to be in Portage. What I will say is whoever comes out of the CCHL, they will be the team that has the least amount of rest, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now that might not be a bad thing, though, because some of these teams that have clinched, and we'll get into that a little bit later, have had like 3 weeks off.
Yeah. Right.
And to each their own.
Exactly.
To each their own. But I'll say this, their first game of the tournament's against the Brooks Bandits.
Welcome to the tournament. Yeah.
So probably a good thing that, you know, you played a lot of hockey in, recently.
Yeah.
But
it could help them.
Could.
Maybe they're sharp. They're on the ball. Let's go to the MHL now,
sure.
Which is the Maritimes, of course, and Yarmouth.
So talk about a team that, I mean, so the regular season, 41-9-2-0.
Okay. My guess is first place.
That would be a good guess.
Another good record,
First place. The interesting thing I thought with Yarmouth is they didn't lose a game in the playoffs.
Oof. That's a sign.
That's 3-4-0 sweeps.
There you go.
So very impressive stuff. And they were actually the first champion to clinch a spot at the national championship. They clinched just before the Balfour's North Stars did.
Okay.
I think it was a day or two before.
Okay.
They clinched before. So they are going to be one of the more well-rested teams, obviously, and we'll get into it when we preview them, but Portage is going to be the most well-rested team, most rested team. But Yarmouth is a close second.
Mm-hmm.
The other fun fact I thought about Yarmouth when I was doing my research, they have the youngest goalie tandem out of all the teams coming to.
Okay.
18 and 17.
Wow.
So two youngsters in between the pipes, but they've been very good for them.
Okay.
But, I mean, a team that they cruise throughout the postseason.
Yeah.
So, obviously, they're going to have a lot of confidence coming into the Centennial Cup.
You would hope so.
So, and Yarmouth has always been a very good team out in the MHL. So, they will be a very good representative, I should say. That's the word I was looking for. for the MHL.
There you go. So, the fifth and final team in that pool is the Quebec representative in the LJ.
Yes.
Terrebonne.
Yes.
Yes.
You just wanted to just leave it at Terrebonne? That's probably Yeah. They're the Cobras.
Cobras.
I was just going to call them Terrebonne.
Yeah. Sorry, friend. Sorry, Quebec folks.
That's why we're going to try to be quick with this one just because I don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah, apologies.
No. So they had the Cobras de Terrebonne. 42-5-0-1, Clark.
Dang. Before we go further, has any of these teams have double-digit losses? Not that you've talked about so far, but do any of the teams at all have double digits? Sorry to put you on the spot.
Well, I can just flip through.
I mean, maybe the host. I don't know how. We'll talk about Portage next.
Well.
We'll get there.
Yeah. There's a couple.
Okay.
There is a couple.
Okay. We'll get there.
We just haven't got to any of them.
Yeah, yeah. So far, very good records in this pool.
Yeah, I digress.
Yeah.
Cobras.
Cobras.
4-0 sweep first round. 4-1 five game win second round. Final went to game seven, though.
Oh.
Final, seven game final. They won in seven games. One thing, getting information on, I was venting to you on Tuesday about this. And you're just going to laugh at this. Getting information on the Cobras was a little difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the Cobras' fault.
No.
That wasn't the league's fault. That was my laptop's fault.
That was my Google's. Well, mine also had trouble. So it wasn't just your laptop. Google Translate.
We got to get better laptops here.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be in the budget for next year.
You know what we could have done? Just copy and pasted it and put it probably into a thing.
Anyways, I literally wrote down my Google Translate didn't work.
Yeah.
But they had a very impressive season. The Terrebonne did. One thing, their starting goaltender, Alexander Marchand, 31-1.
Yeah.
0-1.
Good record.
2.08 goals against average. Jeez. 9.29 save percentage.
It's good.
It's pretty good. It's
good numbers.
It's very good.
Last I checked, those are good numbers. Last I checked.
Very good. Yes. Very good representation from the Quebec League.
There you go.
All right.
You ready to move on to the other pool?
We shouldn't mention that was the one pool.
That was pool, I don't know, is it B or A?
I think it's B, technically. B?
Okay.
So that's pool B.
There you go. Pool A. Now it's pool A.
Yes.
So we're going to start with, we talked about it just a second ago, the host.
Waiting for your segues here.
Yeah, sorry. Let's dive into the other pool.
Oh.
How about that? The Portage Terriers. A very good program for a long time now.
Yeah, they've always been.
Very good. They've always been competitors and contenders in that league. So they are the hosts, a good host community.
Mm-hmm.
Excited to see what they put on here. And what can you tell me about their team?
And the first team I'm going to talk about that did have double-digit losses.
Yeah.
43-11-1-3.
But like...
However...
Still good, though. Yeah.
However... Still, what are they? First in the league, Clark.
First in the league.
Yeah.
I was...
They were first in the league. In the regular season, they were first in the league.
Which, as a host team, you know, that's good. That's great. The one thing that people always say about host teams are sometimes, you know, they sneak in or,
sure.
they aren't deserving of it. But Portage, I would say, deserving host.
Yes.
For sure.
With that being said, they won their first round series in five games. But then they lost in the second round. They lost in the second round. Now, with that being said, it was an unreal series between Portage and Verdun. And Verdun won game seven in overtime. It was a very close, very good series.
Quite literally can't get much closer than that.
Correct. They were the top team in the regular season in the MJHL. And interesting fact, I mean, the last time they were at the Centennial Cup was only a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2019. Unfortunately, it didn't go too well for them. They went 0-4.
Yeah.
So
it's a tough tournament.
It's a very tough tournament.
It's, and that is the national championship
and
it, for a reason.
Now, and that is also before the format change, too.
Right.
So just worth mentioning that, too. So, and that year, Clark, so that was the last year of the Anavet Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd they beat?
Oh, shoot. Oh, the Battlefords.
The Battlefords.
There you go.
Stars. It all comes back around.
I got that question.
There you go.
I missed your first place one, but I got that one. So we're back on track.
All right. You're 50-50. But yeah, Portage, I mean, they're going to be no slouch.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be no slouch at the tournament at all, despite losing, obviously, in the second round.
Yeah. And like you said, maybe the rest will do them good. Hosts, you know, if they if they're a good team, they deserve to be there.
Sure.
I'm excited to see how they do, honestly. But let's stick in that same province.
Okay.
And we'll go to the Steinbeck Pistons, who won the league.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
42-15-0-1.
Not first. See, I beat you to it.
Correct. And but the interesting thing is they are in the same division, conference, whatever you want to call it, as Portage.
Mm-hmm.
But they had the top two records in the league.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you have two teams in the tournament, yeah, if you have the top two teams that are, you know, the top two records, you're probably going to do well.
Yeah, that's good.
With that being said, Steinbeck did not have an easy road to win the MJHL. First round, 7-game series with Winkler.
Ooh.
Second round, 6-game series with Swan Valley. And then they won the final in 5 games. But yeah, it slowly got less and less, but the series probably got
oh, definitely
more difficult. But the other thing with Steinbeck, I mean, we talked about it when we were working together in the SJHL when we first started our careers. But, you know, the two teams that always came up from the MJHL that were the powerhouses were Portage and Steinbeck. And I mean, Steinbeck, they were only 5 points back of Portage in the regular season. They've had 2 championships since 2018. You know, they're a winning program. And the last time they were at the Centennial Cup was 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they went winless too. They were 0-2-2.
Shoot.
So,
well, we know that a Manitoba team will win a game this year because they, one of them has to. They play each other, you see. So they won't go winless. One of them won't go winless. That's good. Moving on.
That's the expert analysis you come to SJHL Insider for, folks.
Yeah. I mean,
holy.
Somebody might
not have thought
of that.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Somebody might not have thought of that. I don't know.
You're not wrong. They're in the same pool.
Yeah.
They're in the same pool. That is right.
Yeah. They have to play each other.
Anyways.
we get to move on.
Yeah, move on.
The SIJHL just got determined.
It did.
Just got determined. The Cam River Walleye.
I want to just say, you know, I don't play favorites in any leagues or anything. I was slightly rooting for All North Stars first game of the tournament.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a storyline.
Have you seen the Cam River Fighting Walleye logo?
Is it a Fighting Walleye?
Yeah, but it's sick.
It's a good
it's
logo.
It's a really cool logo.
Yeah, it is.
I just want to say,
I have seen
that's
it
what I wanted. It, that's all I wanted
it
to say.
It popped up
it's a really cool logo
when they won. And
well,
it
we'll show
really
it
nice
in a bit, but it. Yeah. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah.
I'm a big really fan nice of it. They were 40-11-1-1 in the SIJHL this year and
first place.
They were first in the league.
I did it.
And as a result, because of how their league works, they have, because it's a smaller league. They only had the 7 teams, but they got a bye in the first round.
Okay.
Second round, they won in 5 games over the Wisconsin Lumberjacks.
The Lumberjacks.
Who you might remember way back when, let's rewind a little bit, 8 months.
Yep.
Played a bunch of SJHL teams during the preseason, the Wisconsin Lumberjacks.
Yes.
And then in the final, it was a really good, entertaining final. I mean, we were talking about it off air and paying attention, but the final between Cam River and Thunder Bay was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Went seven games, and Cam River won game seven Wednesday night, 5-4. And they are the representative from the SIJHL. And one thing that I thought was interesting too, Clark, they got a couple of connections to Saskatchewan.
Go on.
Daxton and Ethan Lang from White City, Saskatchewan.
There you go.
Kobe Braham. I hope I'm pronouncing these right, by the way. From Lloydminster on the Saskatchewan side.
The Saskatchewan side.
And Bryden Bell of Moose Jaw.
The Lang boys, mm-hmm. Related to former WHL general manager Chad Lang. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't.
There you go.
Wow.
That's where I saw the Facebook post. It was Chad
there
Lang.
There you go.
And yeah, so a little bit of
so there is hockey, a Saskatchewan connection to Cam River, which is exciting. So congratulations to Cam River. And we'll show it in a bit, but they are in the same group as the North Stars. So
yes.
We will get to that in a bit, but we got two more teams to talk about.
Yes. And let's go to the OJHL now, not the Orange Juice Hockey League. The Ontario Junior Hockey League. Collingwood. The Blues.
Yeah. Noogsy's second favorite team. I wrote that in my notes.
Yeah. Shout out to Noogsy.
44-9-0-1 in the regular season, Clark.
First place?
No.
Oh.
They were second.
Wow. Good record.
They were
though.
Second. But, I mean, still great record. Yeah. Yeah. They only lost two games throughout the postseason in four rounds of hockey. Very impressive.
Yeah.
4-0, 4-0, 4-1, 4-1.
Jeez. Okay.
Very good. Very good. And I know, pull back the curtains a little bit. You're a big Leafs fan, Clark.
Yes, that could be considered.
And one of the biggest Leafs fans out there on the social media world is, in quotations, Dart Guy.
Yeah, Dart Guy. He's got GIFs on Twitter.
He does.
Yeah.
He's also a diehard fan of the Collingwood Blues.
There you go. If I'm not mistaken, I think he might be part of the scouting department in a small way.
Well, you better have proof to back up those types
you know
of
what?
Allegations.
Let me
Holy.
Check it. Let me check it.
You bet. You can't just make a statement like that, Clark.
I'm going to check it. You guys, you keep talking. I'm going to check.
Jared, just keep talking.
I think he has it. I think he has it on his Twitter bio.
Anyways, the other point I was going to make is, have you ever seen Dart Guy and Noogsy in the same room at the same time?
You know, come to think of it, I don't think I have. And just to report,
yes,
head scout, Collingwood Blues.
There you go,
Hockey Club. So there you go.
There you go.
Direct connection.
So he is happy to see the Collingwood Blues at the OJHL.
Maybe you'll see him there.
Maybe we'll see him there.
Get a picture.
Yeah, maybe. yeah, their leading scorer was Bryce Sutherland, 32 goals, 37 assists, more than a point per game. Very good hockey team, very deep hockey team when I was doing my prep.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to be an easy test
no.
for any team, in whether it be the Manitoba teams, the SIJHL team, and of course, the last team we're going to talk about.
The last team. Who could it possibly be? We have not talked about them yet outside of the beginning of the
we
show.
We have not talked about them at all, yeah. ever.
Ever, not
yeah,
once.
Not once, all.
Yeah. From some league, the S.
There you go.
J, SJHL.
Oh,
the Battleford North Stars. Were they first in the league? I think so, right? Right?
Yeah, they were first.
Pretty sure, yeah.
They were.
Good team.
Just to reiterate, they were 48-5-2-1.
Yeah.
Yes, they were first in the league.
Good
Clark.
Program.
You know what? I don't know if we've mentioned it enough, but like the fact that they went from... They lost their first playoff game.
Yeah.
And then they won 12 straight.
That was legitimately a storyline there for a few days while we were waiting for game two. We were like, oh.
Well, no. It was a storyline going into games three and four.
Sure.
That Weyburn got the split.
Right.
That was the storyline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But.
Still.
They won 12 straight games.
Yeah. Then they turned it on.
In the playoffs, which is unbelievable. I mean, where do we start? Kian Bell. Top player in the league.
Good player.
Top SJHL top forward of the year. SJHL MVP of the year, finalist for CJHL top forward of the year, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, finalist for CJHL MVP of the year. In total, Clark, between regular season and playoffs, add the stats together.
Yep.
Our good friend Marty Martinson has had to ring the bell 70 times
Jeez.
This year. 70 times this year in 64
That's games. A good career, let alone a season.
Yeah.
That's a good career.
That is a good
If you're telling me you ended your junior A career with 70 goals, I'd be like, you know what? That's a really good career in the junior A mm-hmm. leagues.
I'd agree.
That's one season.
I'd agree with that.
That's one calendar season.
Yeah, I would 100% agree with that. And of course, you know, they've been so good since Braden's taken over as head coach and general manager of the North Stars. You know, a couple of league championships, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing, and I mentioned this to Noogsy on the drive home from Flin Flon after the North Stars won the championship. The one thing that's interesting, and I'll post it on social media later, maybe later this week or before the first game for sure. What blows my mind, if you have some time, take a look at their roster from game four of the SJHL final, and then go all the way back and take a look at their roster from game one of the season, of the regular season against Kindersley.
Probably like, what, nearly identical? Almost the exact same
very,
team.
Very, very
yeah.
similar.
Yeah, and that was one of the things we were
Continuity.
Talking about throughout the year.
Yep.
Especially heading into the trade deadline, we were like, you know, wondering, will they try to bolster? Yeah. What will they do? Will they wreck the chemistry in the room if they try too much? Or
yeah,
if they 100%. Don't do enough, will that be enough? And they did. They added Alex Isaac, who actually had a nice little season
great.
For them.
He was, well, I think he was a perfect addition.
Perfect addition.
Really yeah, good.
Added to the depth, of course, and he actually got in some really good, you know, numbers, actually, in that
I don't even, frame. Yeah, I don't even, like, yeah, he was just solid defensively for them.
Yeah. So, nice addition, and that was the only addition, I believe, right? They didn't add anybody else.
Well, and technically, and this is another part, too, that I think people will forget about. Kian Bell didn't start the season with the North Stars.
Right.
The first weekend, he was not there.
Yeah.
He joined the team, you know, a few games after.
Yeah.
But that's why his games were lower.
Yeah.
He wasn't on the starting lineup first night of the year. First night of the year.
And if I'm not mistaken, Josh Cote wasn't necessarily the starting goaltender coming into the year. Am I correct in saying that?
You are correct.
So, like, very similar in that regard in a way. Like,
but he was on the roster.
He's on the roster, sure, yeah.
But, yeah, like, I think that's the one thing that makes it, for me at least, makes their run this year as Kentara Seeds Cup champion more impressive is, yeah, I would say, you know, I don't want to put a percentage on it, but it has to be at least 80-85% of their team is the same from the first night of the year to
which is great
to the final, which is unbelievable.
And a lot of SAS content on there as well, right? Which is what we love to see.
We do love to see that. Yep. And they're going to be a great representative of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League at the Centennial Cup. Let's pull up the star schedule. They will actually kick off the tournament. First day. Notice how I said day.
Yeah.
Because it's at 10:30 in the morning, Saskatchewan time.
Got a couple of those.
Against the Cam River Fighting Walleye.
You're right. That is a really nice logo.
It is. I'm a big fan of it. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
10:30 on May 11th, Thursday, and then day off. First thing in the morning against Collingwood. Saturday, 10:30. No
nice
other place.
Logo.
Yeah, that's a nice another
Collingwood.
That's another sharp logo too.
Yeah.
And then Monday night, main event time slot. Actually, back to back main event time slots. Battlefords will play Portage, the host team, 6:30, and then the next night play Steinbach at 6:30 as well. So the North Stars are in the pool with the two Manitoba teams, the SIJHL team and the OJHL team. It's always interesting to see, you know, kind of how, I guess, the groupings play out. But, you know, I'm going to say this. I'm a big fan of the fact that the SJHL team is in the same grouping as the MJHL teams.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of that. I think those games are going to draw good crowds because
of
it.
Great crowds, yes.
You know, especially with, you know, a little bit of history between them. But I think it makes it pretty exciting. Like, when you saw those the groupings, what did you make of them?
Yeah, I'm going to echo what you just said. I love the fact that they get to play against those MJ teams because, you know, all year long, there's a lot of comparisons between the two leagues and the teams within the two leagues. There's the showcase event, which pits the two together against each other. So that, you know, some of these players might be familiar with each other between the two teams. And
I want to point out too, and I didn't mention it, there are former SJHL players on both Portage and Steinbeck too.
Yeah, and I think there's, if I saw correctly, a bunch of Sask players too. Maybe, I don't know if there's connection.
Yep, 100%.
But a lot of, you know, mix between the two leagues. And so that's exciting. And then plus you get to see some teams that, you know, really have no connection necessarily, but you get to see how they match up. Because every year at this tournament, and this isn't a new idea, but every year, all these teams come in, like you said, Jeremy, they lost 5 games all year or 8 games all year or whatever it happens to be, their first place in their league. A lot of them dominated their leagues. And then you get to see how they all match up against each other. And I just always love that that's how this all accumulates or culminates, mm-hmm. I guess, because you're getting the best in the country, but it's always interesting to see who matches up better against each other. And I'm really interested to see the SJ matching up against the SI and the OJ. I think that's going to be really interesting this year.
Higher levels bring bigger devils. And ooh, as a result,
I heard that one
when
before.
You, the taller the task, usually the more difficult the challenge.
There you go.
There's your motivation for this Thursday. But to put that into perspective is, yes, the Balfour's North Stars are going to face some new challenges. And like mm-hmm. you said, some new teams that, like them, have only lost a handful of games this year.
Yeah.
And that's going to be an all new challenge in how they stack up. Obviously against, because like you can watch all these teams on tape, who knows?
Yeah.
And you watch a team on video and it, you know, it's you can kind of get an idea, but until you see a team live, it's a lot different. So it's going to be interesting to see how they all stack up. Worth mentioning, so the last game for Battleford's I mentioned too was Battleford's against Steinbeck on Tuesday, May 16th. Then there is one more day of round robin play, so we'll like have that last day of round robin play will kind of determine, you know, the seeding. And just so for the people at home that aren't too familiar, top three of each division pool, make the playoff round. The top teams get a bye to the semifinals. 2 and 3s seeds will play quarterfinals on the Friday, May 19th. The winners of those games will go to the semifinals. Obviously, 2 winners of the semifinals. Then meets in the Centennial Cup final Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. local time, so 2 o'clock here in Saskatchewan, which you can watch on TSN.
Dang.
Actually, and I do believe you can watch all the games from the Centennial Cup on the Hockey Canada website.
There you go. Love it.
So it is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great tournament. We're excited. And we'll see how the North Stars do.
Yes.
It's very exciting. Final thoughts before we wrap things up, Clark? I'm going to be honest with you. I thought this was going to be a quick episode. It has not been a quick episode.
No, not really, no. But great episode. Love talking about this kind of stuff. And
do you know what? Before you can give your final thoughts on the Centennial Cup, but like this is your last show. This is the last show of the year.
Yeah. Well.
So final thoughts, I guess, on the year maybe?
I don't know. Looking forward to your content at the Centennial Cup. Best of luck for that, and I can't wait to see it.
Sure.
It's going to be exciting, and just to see maybe some collaborations. I don't know what you're going to get up to over there. But
I got 11 days to exactly. A lot of content. I got to figure it out.
Yeah, we'll exactly. See. So I'm looking forward to that. And congrats on all the stuff that we're about to get into in advance. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for you and everybody there. But just, such a fun season. And I kind of said this at our, our last season episode that we did. But just so fun to get back into this.
Sure.
Especially with you, because we've been through it together. And now we've done a season again, so it's exciting. And really looking forward to growing this partnership with the SJHL and continuing this as much as we can and getting this league the exposure that I've always thought it deserved. And, it's been a fun year. We've met a lot of great people from around the league in different communities with the teams, mm-hmm. fans. Mm-hmm. The game I went to in Humboldt with you there, I got to meet some people, from Flin Flon.
Oh, yeah.
I got to meet some people from Humboldt. And,
for sure.
And it was just really cool to see, the impact that, mm-hmm. Our little show has had this year and, people listening and tuning in every week. It means a lot. And it really means a lot to me. Jeremy, I think I can echo that for you. But you know, we're so happy that we can provide this show and this content for everyone. And just the fact that you guys are watching makes it that much better. So thank you to everybody.
Yeah, I've always said what makes it worth it for me is when, you know, we go to the rink and somebody, a parent, comes up and says how appreciative they are of the work.
Yeah.
And that, for me, like, that makes, you know, the during the season working 7 days a week,
the stressful days,
obviously the stressful days, long day. Yeah. Like, it makes it worth it. Right.
Exactly.
You know, those interactions and everything like that. So, I couldn't agree more. We are excited for the Balfour's North Stars at the Centennial Cup, of course, which kicks off Thursday, May 11th, 1 week from today, which we are recording on a Thursday. But again, I got to reiterate, to follow along with the journey of the North Stars at the Centennial Cup, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Please, if you have a Google, you know, a Google email, just go to YouTube, sign in, go to the SJHL page, click subscribe. That's it. It's easy. It's free.
Yeah. It's great.
We just want to get to 1,000 subscribers. That's it.
Let's do it.
It's as easy as that, though. So if you could do that, that would be fantastic. And one final time, I got to give a big shout out to all of our sponsors. We've had so many good sponsors throughout the year. Cantera Seeds, obviously. Oh, man, Cantera Seeds. Talk about an unreal partnership. The new Cantera Seeds Cup, which the Balfour's North Stars won. Unreal. Big shout out to Cantera Seeds, SaskTel, Capital Auto Mall, Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, Chevrolet, Tourism Saskatchewan, Direct West, SGI, SGEU, Great Western, Young's Equipment, RBC. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for all the support throughout the season. Also, do you know what, Clark? Because you didn't do it, I'll be happy to do it. I'll give a big shout out to producer Jordan. Director Jordan in the back for directing all of our shows all year, and all the behind the scenes staff at IKS Media for helping us put on our shows this year. Big shout out to them, because they are, while we are the faces on the camera, they are the engine behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Cutting highlights, another one, you know, crew cutting
highlights. Well, that's a different crew. That's a different crew. Yeah, but yeah, all the great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same umbrella.
So a big shout out to them, because they deserve as much credit as we do as well, because without them, we'd still have stuff. It just wouldn't be as good.
Yeah,
they,
sure.
They make us a lot better. They make us look a lot better. Yeah. And quite frankly, it takes a lot to make us look good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. I was hoping
you're just really slow on the reaction.
I was hoping you weren't going to look at me to be like, yeah, Jeremy. I was like, geez, thanks.
All right. Well,
no, but it's true.
Yeah, it's true. A big shout out to them. And a big shout out to all the teams, all the coaches, all the players for being so kind with their time throughout the year, for all the shows, etc. You know, it's bittersweet that the season's kind of coming to an end. Mm-hmm. But we got one more week of hockey, a week and a half of hockey still.
Yes,
and we'll see. One. And you know, we hope for the best for the Balfour's North Stars on their quest for the Centennial Cup.
Good luck, fellas.
Which begins. There you go. Got that thumbs up.
Yeah.
Which luck, begins fellas. Thursday. May 11th, 10:30 a.m. Saskatchewan time.
Set your alarm clock.
Against the...
It's early.
It's hockey. It's 10:30.
Game. Yeah, it's early for some people. I don't know. Who knows? But it's not, you know, usually used to 7:30 games.
Sure. Oh, yeah. But I mean, I'd hope people are awake by 10:30 on a Thursday.
You would think. It's the last one, Jared.
We're getting through it. All right. Well... Yeah, set your alarms.
Set your alarms.
10:30 a.m. Thursday, May 11th. The Balfour's North Stars open up the Centennial Cup against the Cam River Fighting Walleye. Which, and of course, you can watch all the games on the Hockey Canada website as well. But for Clark Monroe, my name's Jeremy Corrigan. Thanks for tuning in all season long. And this has been another great episode of SJHL Insider.